This larger-than-life statue of a woman is typical of the funerary portraits that adorned Pompeian tombs. Professor John Clark.
The woman is represented as a Roman matron, and she's wearing the official garment, which is the stola, from which we get our word stole, I suppose, pulled up over the head. And her pose is that of modesty, or pudicitia. We know this because it is a repeated motif for showing the pious, modest, perfect woman in death.
The people of Pompeii believed that the afterlife was not such an attractive place, either the chilly Elysian fields or the dark dreariness of Hades. So instead of portraying their relatives descending into the underworld or strolling about the Elysian fields, Pompeians preferred to focus on the dead person's position in life. The families had a very compelling reason to do this. They wanted to use the dead person's power and reputation to enhance their own importance. So they made the tombs as big and as showy as possible.
Unlike us, who tend to put cemeteries outside of the traffic of everyday life, the Romans very much wanted these tombs to be seen by everybody, especially the inscriptions, especially the statuary. The Romans forbade any burial within the city boundaries, so you must be buried outside the walls. So all the roads that lead out of Pompeii are dotted with tombs, the idea being that you jostle for position and you get the best possible place so that everyone who comes and goes sees your tomb.
Some tombs even had benches so weary travelers could sit on them.
They're called scola tombs, where you sit and rest while you get to read the inscription that tells you how great the person was who's buried there.